Blog Talk Radio.
Big birthday shout out to my Cookie Monster, Roxy Rocks.
I wish you
happy
nothing
birthday,
but love.
Girl.
You know what I mean? We wish you nothing but love and success in your future endeavors. Also, I'm going to make sure I make mention of my other daughter. I know you're kind of groggy and sleepy. You was grumpy when you was talking to your papa. No, Chilu, I still got nothing but love for you. You know what I mean? All grown up now. Your papa loves you, girl. You know what I mean? So big shout-outs to my two daughters down there in California. Hey, I got nothing but love for y'all, man. But today we're going to get the show cracking. You know what I mean? Last week we missed Lady Joy. This week's topic is called What Do You Do When Your Mate Thinks the Sun Rises and Sets on Him? Mean, mean, mean. Everything is mean, mean, mean. You know what I mean? So,
wow.
You know, you got to have a little bit of selfishness to yourself, but there's got to be some limitations. When the sun rises and sets on you, damn, what's left for the other person in the relationship? You know what I mean? Hey, Diddy, I'm going to let you run with that one first, brother. Holla.
I don't even know how to start with that one, man, because, shoot, I think I'm the greatest person on the earth, so, you know,
see?
I don't even know how to go with that one.
I'm going to kick it off with you, brother.
I don't know. I guess the whole thing, man, people got to learn how to keep it fair, you know. You know, they just got to keep it fair, because when people start thinking that they're all that, it do make you become kind of judgmental, you know what I mean? Because it makes you look at that person and try to figure out why do they think they all that. You know what I'm saying? And it really shouldn't be like that, you know what I mean? We shouldn't judge anybody or anything, but people have a tendency to make others do that when they come off like that. You know, at least that's what I think.
Lady Joy, it's on you, baby girl.
Well, it could be one of two things. It could be low self-esteem and wanting to get attention, or it could be narcissism where you just totally stuck on yourself and the sun rises and sets on you. You think so, but everybody else don't think so, you know. And it's also a form of selfishness.
Big form of selfishness.
Shouldn't we all have a little measure of selfishness to ourselves?
Yeah, we do, but some people just overdo it, you know? And some people, it's just totally overdone.
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I'm going to run with this one and be like, well, you know, what's wrong with me wanting the best for me and seeing what's good for me and seeing what you have to offer me?
Well, ain't nothing really wrong with that to a certain extent, because everybody believes, whether they want to admit it or not, you know, self-survival is first law of man. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you want to look out what's good for you. You'd be dumb if you didn't. But there is a point where you have to keep balance. Understand? What's the other person looking at the same way, same time? They're looking out for what's good, what's best for them. At least they should be. And you might not be it, just like they may not be it for you.
But I don't think you've given me enough attention, and I don't think you've given me enough compliments, and I don't think you've given me enough of your time and your money, and I don't think that, you know what I mean, how come your car is better than mine? Me.
Well, if that's the case, keep stepping, you know, and get it for you.
And it could be a situation where no matter what that person did for you, it still might not be enough.
Be enough, exactly.
So in other words, there has got to be limitations to the amount of time, effort, money, and personal effort that you should put into somebody who's mean, mean, mean. Because, you know, let's be real. But KBD always likes to say that, you know, you got to have a measure of selfishness for yourself. Because if you don't, we have seen the opposite effect of that, where somebody's all for somebody else and ain't nothing for them.
You got to balance it out, you know. You got to balance it out, because some people feel, well, they don't know who the hell I think I am. Well, you know who I'm talking about.
Hold on, George. Hold on now. Them words sound real familiar. Hold on.
Don't it though?
I love you today too. I love you today too.
But for real though. Somebody that we're close to, you know.
Okay. But we ain't calling no names.
No, we ain't calling no names by the name of KD. But anyway, the point of the matter is that you got to balance that out. Yeah, you got to love yourself, because if you don't love you, how is anybody else going to do it? But, I mean, like, come on. It's like every time you pass a mirror, you look in it, which is, you know, I mean, it's okay. You want to make sure that you look good. But, I mean, to just lavish yourself on somebody else, like, you know, I'm the best thing that ever happened to you, and be glad that you're with me. You can be around me, you know.
Well,
and that type of stuff is like, okay, you keep doing that, okay. Love yourself. It's all fine and good, but I mean, come on, don't be stupid with it, because people be looking at you like, Negro, please. You know, I've seen better, heard better, and there are a whole bunch of out there that look better than you. You know, it's nothing wrong with having good self-esteem about yourself, but, you know, don't get on people's nerves with it, you know?
Okay.
And then there's balance.
The operative word is balance.
Exactly, and then there's people out there that have low self-esteem of themselves, and they mask it by trying to make other people look bad because they're feeling bad about themselves, so they surround themselves with themselves. So as far as I'm concerned, you can have yourself. Okay.
The sun rises and sets on me, man.
Okay. Well, you go out there into the sunrise by yourself.
Oh, you know, somebody was telling me the other day, and I happened to see one of these little license plate things and a couple stickers that people put on the car that says, if mama ain't happy, nobody ain't happy. What the hell?
Mama's going to make everybody else miserable.
What about a brother's happiness? That's the question I'm shouting from the top of the hill today.
Yeah, but what that license plate said is you don't matter. It says that if she ain't happy, she don't give a damn about nobody else. I heard that much.
That's what it said to me. So go on, ladies advocate, go on and stand up for the ladies.
First of all, that statement is not for everybody. If that was a female riding in the car and she had her license plate, so that's a vanity plate for her. That doesn't mean that all females feel like that. I don't, myself, don't feel like that, you know. Sure, I love me, but if I don't think the sun rises and sets around me, you know, because I'm busy giving of myself to others. You know, I like to make other people happy besides me.
There you go.
You know?
There you go, Lady Joy. That's one of the most beautiful things you've ever said on that show. And ladies and gentlemen, right there in that statement, my two learning colleagues have just given y'all the snippets. Giving of yourself and balance.
Mm-hmm.
That is the key to the whole equation, because you can love yourself and you can be about me, because if you ain't about you, who going to be about you?
Exactly.
But at the same time, you got to know the balance.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know, like this song right here, the first time I heard it, it just rubbed me the wrong damn way. And I'm going to play it for y'all, and everybody can have their opinions. Call in 646-929-2870. Can a player play on the air doing what we do? Fellas, listen to this song, because this song pissed me off. Women always chuckle about it.
I bust the windows out to talk, and though it did.
Why that pissed you off, but to me, that's not, she's not saying that the sun rises and sets among her. She was hurt because a guy told her he loved her. She saw him laying with somebody else, and that's a relation, you know, that pertains to relationship. To me, that wasn't
hell
about.
To the no.
No, she was hurt,
man.
And she
spent on her for her to come damage my car. Did she help me buy it?
You don't know that. You don't know that. You don't know that. And she's just saying she was hurt because a person that she thought was with her, she thought was her man, that he was telling her he loved her and all of this, you know, and then she sees him laying with another woman. I mean, like, how would you feel if you walked up on your woman and she's laying with another man? How would you feel? It's not about the sun rising and setting on her. It's about her being, her feelings were hurt because her man was fucking around.
Okay, and hold on, and you've made your point, so I'm going to make mine now.
Okay.
That selfishness on her part, what does her emotions have to do with my ride? What does her emotions have to do with her being hurt, coming over, destroying my property?
Because you're telling her that you're going to be with her, and she sees you laying with another woman. Okay, what is it if you come to my house or you're stalking me because you saw me with somebody else? Same thing. Okay?
Sheer selfishness, my sister.
Well, that would be selfish on both parts then, bruh.
Yes. Hey, baby, you're mighty quiet over there. You ain't got nothing to say?
No, I'm just listening. I'm riding with the window down, just checking out the scenery.
Riding in your backyard?
No, I'm riding in your bucket.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I see the switchboard lit up. We're glad you're with us. Can a player play? We up here talking about what do you do when your mate thinks the sun rises and sets on him. And I played a little song that when I heard it for the first time pissed me off. Because
that's for a different reason.
She all bragging about she busted the windows out my car and laughing. Do you know the ramifications of busting a brother window out?
Do you know the ramifications for kicking a girl's door in because you think she was somebody else? You can get your ass shot behind that.
Yeah, the guy don't like ugly. Y'all know that.
That works both
Ooh.
Ways, bro.
Yeah, it do, don't
it? Need to forget that.
Yeah, it do, don't it?
Hold on.
In the chat room, Sirius wants to know, says that, wow, they got a whole lot to say. Sirius, I didn't know you was in here. You just been in here typing away, so let me go back to the beginning. Right here, Sirius wants to know, says that when people choose to ignore oncoming conflict when they recognize it, discussing what causes fights and quarrels in a relationship are important. Self-importance in a relationship is of arrogance, and having an ego as big as the world in your mind or of all of the above are common sources of stress in a relationship and marriage. We should have deep urges to share the balance, peace, fulfillment, and joy in our marriage and relationship. It's good to apologize when you're wrong and learn to let things go and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, serious one. Oh,
I totally agree.
Hold on,
agree.
Do some partners use sex as a tool to manipulate their spouses or partners, and could this be a tool to start a conflict? Taking advice from a poisonous friend can destroy a relationship or marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you got a lot to say up in there, don't you, Sirius wants to know. But you want some real ish? We going to roll to it. Don't dig up old wounds, past conflicts or faults that has already been talked about. I'm a firm believer in that. Yesterday's yesterday. Today's
mm-hmm.
today, tomorrow is tomorrow. And I'm
keep
a firm
moving.
Believer in this moment. Go
well,
ahead,
Tony.
Diddy.
Hello?
K-Diddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think?
Oh,
What about what Sirius had to say?
Oh, she was deep. She was on point. You know, people need to leave that shit alone and leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. And move forward.
I totally agree with what Sirius had to say, you know, because, you know, people out there, it's like the sun rises and sets on me. I'm a legend. Well, you just happen to be a legend in your own mind, okay? And not everybody else feels like that. So, you know, loving yourself is great. But, I mean, come on, don't be ridiculous with it because you drive people away with that. You know, it's all about me. No, it's not all about you. And people like that need to be put in their place. And I've done that on a few occasions. There's celebrities out there that think the same thing. And me being in the entertainment business, I had to put them in their place. Like, if it wasn't for people like me or your fans or people around you, you wouldn't be where you are. Okay? The same people you see going up are going to be the same ones you see when you go down because of your attitude.
Yeah, well, you know, people don't understand, and they don't want to realize, you know, they don't want to realize that everybody feel like they've done everything all by themselves, but that goes back to that self shit, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly. It's about being humble. You got to be humble, you know? If it's all about you and being selfish, you're not going to go too far because people are going to get tired of that shit, like they're going to get tired of that shit later.
But you know, but we gotta be fair though. We gotta be fair that one has to have some measure, as we've said before, of a little bit of that selfishness and that some of that what about me syndrome. Because if you don't, who's gonna carry the mantle for you?
Yeah, but it's all about balance, Tony. It's all about balance. You gotta balance that shit. If it's one sided, it's about you. Nobody's gonna go with that. You know, you got to share the wealth, baby. Share the wealth. It ain't all about you. You know, give of yourself. When you give, you get back.
Firm believer in that. I'm a firm believer in reciprocation, and that's one of the things that, you know, I tell people all the time. I was talking about it earlier. I don't care about a lot of things, you know, as you're building your relationship or friendship or whatever you're working on. Or even if y'all not together and y'all got to raise the kids, whatever it is, it's a real simple thing. You know, some people call it fake, and you don't need to fake. Because if we got to fake being pleasant to each other, or if we got to fake being courteous or kind to each other, we don't need to be dealing with each other.
Exactly.
I will accept nothing less. If I am giving kindness to you, I expect it back in return. If you constantly taking all the kindness, once again, what's left for me? So it comes back to that what about me syndrome, because you know, there is a limitation, man. There is a limitation to how much a brother can give and say, you know what I mean? Sweetly love, I see you. Sweetly love said, give where it is needed without thought or recompense, so you may receive. Oh, sweet as the Most High command. Well, you always coming up in there with this deep philosophical religion.
Don't you, though? And I love it. I love it. Hey, Sweet D.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we're asking a question. If anybody, somebody wants to chime in. Let's see who you are. We're going to let you up in here. 909, what's good? You wanted to say something?
Hello?
909, you on live? Well, like Joy would say, don't be scared. Go on and speak. You had your hand up.
Yeah.
All right, well,
don't be scared. We're not.
We're still riding here, kind of play. You know, we're talking about what do you do when your mate thinks the sun rises and sets on them. I personally believe that everybody needs to be a legend in their own mind because that gives you something to strive for because you got to live up to that legend.
Yeah, but everybody else don't have to live up to it, you know. and then, too, Tony, this topic doesn't always relate to your mate. It can relate to a friend, a family member.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
There's family members that think that it's about entitlement to them. You know? I'm like, hell no.
I went out and bust this 18-hour shift and had to go do what I needed to do. Sirius wants to know in the chat room, says one must make sure they're not in need themselves before they can give anything to anyone. That's right. You got to get up in that inside of you. That's right. Look. You know what I mean? Sweet D says, hey, Lady Joy.
Yeah, my girl was out here over the weekend in Vegas. Mister had to work, had to do some things, but we'll hook up. Hope you're still here for a minute anyway.
You know what I mean? So that's what we're running with today, man. You know, we got to make sure we're deep off into the show, so I got to make sure I take this time to say go check out the good folks over there at www.worldmovement.com. See what they got going on. See what they're working with, the music, you know, the books. Check out the website, all you independent artists out there, you know. You know what's going on. So don't move nowhere, stick and stay. We're going to be right here like some dumpling and chicken. Yeah.
From the decade that brought you The Chronic, America's Most Wanted, Illmatic, Fear of a Black Planet, Doggy Style, and more, comes the biggest two-day concert of this millennium, the Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour.
1, 2, 3, it's number 4. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the...
Come, relive the beats that put hip hop on the map. The mixes that dominated the decade. Hard-hitting, heart-pounding sound that claimed the 90s as its own.
I rock rust and stuff with my afro-punk.
It's the 90s reunion concert tour taking the United States by storm. And blowing up a spot near you. The Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour. A Chicago Incorporated Records production in association with Worldwide TMA.
Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality of life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen.
You look fantastic, the moment is sporadic. Don't worry about the last guy, he was just plastic. Hope you're ready to ride, your seatbelt fast. And I fly out of this world, dimension of attraction. Don't mention all the action and backseat passion. Anything you want, girl, just ask it. I specialize in picking up lame dudes' trashes. One man's trash is another man's treasure. How do you better than that man could ever? I think much clever, endeavor for whatever. Out of nowhere comes a rose and a letter. I'm the love doctor, romance professor. You know I got the best love, come on girl, fess up. The way that thing stick out, the way your breasts sit up. Yeah, so fast my words just trip up. The other guy bring you down, I'ma bring you up.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
seen. Relationship to relationship, I know how that can get. I can promise you, this will be your last trip on a ship they call love boats. No hoax, I ain't playing you, this message I'm relaying to you. I ain't looking for a playgirl, a body I can play with. I'm looking for a good girl, somebody I can stay with. Are you speaking my language? To play with feelings is dangerous. Believe me, girl, I know, I've been a player for ages. You I won't play with, girl, you are the greatest. You can call it brave, but saving you was courageous. I'm loving your look, refrain from your ex-man. I'm feeling a lot of hatred, cause I'm the next man, I ain't tripping. I can make him a victim of the heinous crime. Still staying this time, I blow his mind with the crummy nine and his solar fly. And I'm solar fly, that's
so
fly.
Ain't gotta be up there with a G5. I like your style and you're feeling my swag. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve money, you need. Trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen. You never seen. You never seen. You never seen. Oh.
Welcome back to the show, Can a Player Play? You know what I mean? Your boy, along with Lady Joy, K. Diddy. We come rep every Sunday at 2:30. We come through here right on the show, you know what I mean? Check us out. Music, once again, brought to you by the good folks over there at www.worldmovement.com. Check them out. what do you do? And I mean, Lady Joy brought up a good point. There's some people who may not even be your mate. It could be a brother, a sister, a friend, your child, hell, your own mama, that think the sun rises and sets on them and you just supposed to stand there and bask in their glory. You know what I mean? I personally got a brother that if I have a bike and a car and he ain't got nothing, my brother would come and tell me to give him the car and I should ride the bike. That's from personal experience. So I know about somebody thinking the sun rises and set on them, homie. So that boy there ain't all there, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't be mad because he want to drive, wants you to ride the bike now.
Yeah, you can be mad.
No, you can't be mad.
Yeah, you can't. It's like if I can get mine, you can get yours.
Yeah, but if you're crazy enough to get out of your doggone car and get on this bicycle and let me drive the car, then your ass is supposed to be on the bicycle. Now what?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but just because he wants it doesn't mean you have to do it. You know, I want $1 million. I ain't got that. So, you know, well, like you said, if you're stupid enough to do that, so be it.
Thank you.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
All him saying.
Yes, indeed. You know what I mean? What do you do, ladies and gentlemen? We discussing. We've all been through this. You know what I mean? I'm going to speak from the fellow standpoint, you know what I mean? A girl who acts like you is just a privilege for you to be in her presence. You just should be honest that you get to spend your money and take her out to dinner. And you should be honored that the gas you had to put in the guard's car to go pick her up, you should be honored she was sitting there.
Because it'd be like, do you know how many people want to be with this here? So consider yourself lucky. Consider yourself lucky that I'm blessing you with my presence and stuff.
And I'm honored to be spending my money to make you talk down to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And she put on her best Lady Clairol cologne for you.
Oh, that's what it is? Okay. Oh,
Lady Clairol makes cologne?
Oh, I don't know.
Lady Clairol does hair dye, baby.
Oh, well, this is some secret shit.
Okay. Yeah, so consider yourself privileged to be around me. Okay.
Man, you got a long name. Stan 14057444444. He said, we all get hurt. It is not because a man loves you that you destroy the car of someone else. You are being selfish. Some people try to control people, and when we all get hurt, so what? Get over it and move on. Hey,
yeah, well, that's not always that easy, okay? And when you hurt, then you get your feelings hurt, then you get pissed off, then you react. You know, a lot of people can't just walk away from being hurt. You know, some can. I guess it depends on your situation. But if you're in a relationship and then you get hurt, some people can walk away from seeing their significant other with somebody else. There's a lot of them that can't. So they get angry after being hurt, and they react. They break up some shit, kill a nigga, you know.
Go to jail.
Go to jail. Have restraining orders put against them.
Let's be clear. Ladies, do I like to say, can you say stalker?
Yeah.
You fellas that be in the bushes. For you fellas crawling through windows, smelling people.
Okay, with the camouflage gear on and the night vision goggles.
I can't have you, so I don't want nobody to have you.
Right.
Walking by, checking the hood of the car, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
See if it's warm.
I swear some of y'all need help. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, it is what it is. Sweet D, you're right. Big up, Alan. I didn't even realize, but big shout-out, of course, you know, the man, the legend. Okay, he didn't have to think of himself as a legend in his own mind. The young man was big up to Mr. Jackson, you know, MJ.
Happy birthday to him, too.
You know, a butterfly that the world just tore apart and broke. You know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Happy birthday to him, too, Tony.
Yeah, yes, indeed. I just realized today's his birthday, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I didn't even realize him and my daughter were born on the same day.
Exactly.
Stan, you up in the chat room tripping. My man in the chat room, Stan 1457444444, says the most important person in this world is you. You need to bring the best of yourself and move on if someone is not treating you well. You are absolutely right. You
yep.
cannot blame anyone for your hurt. You have to move on. Man, Stan up in here getting his in.
Yeah, you can move on, but it depends on the person. You know, there's some people that's like, okay, well, fuck it, you know. It wasn't meant to be. Moving on, okay? But then there's other ones that might be weak-minded, weak-willed, or whatever.
I'm going to destroy your ass.
Exactly.
Going to destroy your ass.
If I can't have you, nobody
you have
can have
nothing.
Your monkey ass, okay?
I don't want you to have nothing.
Yep.
Okay, KD, take your medication.
Yeah, please. Calm that down.
Hey, that's for the negative people out there. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, gave it to them.
You know, and I'm gonna tell you something. On some real ish. And I'm normally I ride for the fellas, but I ride for the ladies too. I try to walk on that tightrope. But you know, a lot of you fellas out there, and I've said this time and time again. If you and somebody have broken up, you have got to get yourself together and keep it together. And, you know, all of us have these thoughts, but you can't destroy somebody's life because of your hurt. You can't want, you know, especially if y'all have children together, some of you idiots, and I call y'all idiots, because like Joyce said, I ain't scared. A lot of you fellas, and I'm going to ride on the ladies in a minute, you want to take the car back. You want to shut down the bank accounts. You want to make sure the lights go off. You idiot. Have you forgotten that your kids still live in the damn house? You know what I mean? There are limitations. There are pills you can go pop to calm your ass down. Okay, Serious wants to know, you in the chat room tripping. It's the feelings of being betrayed which belongs. Hold on. It's the feeling of being betrayed which brings on hurtful feelings. However, sense, self-control are more important. Destroying someone's car will not change the matter. It'll only make things worse, and the police will get called. Charges will come into play, and then you have a big mess. That's what I'm talking about. Leave a brother's car alone. Leave a brother's car alone.
That's true. You know, you got to really think about what you do before you do it. Sometimes there's a reaction before there's an action, you know. So, you've been hurt and stuff, but think about it. Think about the consequences afterwards, because your ass can go to jail, get killed, get stabbed, you know, not found again.
Yeah, and most people never think about the repercussion of what they do because you angry.
Exactly.
You just in the moment, and then you like, oh, I forgot this fool crazy. Yo, you that
yeah, why go to jail? Why go to jail over a Pinto anyway?
Or a Yugo? Because that Yugo is like Yugo to jail. Okay.
And if anybody out there is wondering how this relates to what we're talking about—the sun rising and setting on you—it relates in this manner. There is some measure of selfishness to you when, because you're hurt, you want to destroy somebody else. You're being selfish. You truly are. I am not downplaying the hurt you feel. I'm not downplaying the betrayal or the abandonment or anything of that nature. You know what I'm saying? You have got to. Ooh, hold on. Stan, that must be you calling. Stan sent me a message in the chat room. Hold on, I'll take the call, Stan. Hold on, brother, I'm going to let you up in here. But, you know, because you feel betrayed and hurt, that don't give you the right to destroy somebody else, man. Stan, this must be you, brother. 416 area code. You on? Go ahead. Speak your
piece,
brother.
Go ahead. Great show and everything. I got to say, I got to disagree with what you're saying. If I feel that if more people were loving themselves so much and everything, and not expecting and loving themselves, respecting themselves a lot, there would be a lot of less shit happening outside in relationship. A lot of people would say, you know what, I don't accept you hitting me, I don't accept you disrespecting me, I don't accept you being unfaithful to me, I don't respect you, all those shit. So when one of your ladies is saying, yes, it is about me. It is about me. Because nobody else is going to love you more than me. I don't care what kind of partner you are. I don't care who you are. If I don't love myself so much that I deserve to be treated in the utmost respect, I'm going to be step off from anybody. So it is about
me. Hold on, Stan. Hold on. I'm glad you said that because, to an extent, I agree with you. But what about if you – so you are encouraging self-love, right?
Exactly. I'm encouraging self-love because the way the sister said it, it's about – no, it's not. And the sister said –
no, I didn't say that,
Stan. And the sister said, like, oh, what about the Hollywood person and everything? If it wasn't for the Hollywood person working hard on himself and believing that he can make it, he would have never made it at all.
Okay,
he would have never become a star. And I don't care. There's a lot of people out there who are full of talent, but they don't even believe in themselves, and they will never make it.
Okay,
so if it wasn't for him believing in himself and moving on
Stan.
And being strong to himself, he would have never made it. That's how I respond
to what
you just said.
That's understandable. I understand where you're coming from.
The way you sounded it is like, oh, I depended on everybody else. No, you didn't. I work hard to get where I am.
Okay, let me tell you something, Stan. I'm in the entertainment business, too, and I work hard myself. Okay,
yes,
so I know what I'm saying.
You should never judge somebody else.
I'm not judging nobody. First of all, don't sit over there and talk about what I'm talking about because you don't know me. And what I said was there are some people in the entertainment business that thinks it's all about them.
Hey,
they
what's wrong with
forget.
That? They're full of confidence. You should tell them it's good that you're full of confidence, especially in Hollywood. Who's going to have more confidence in yourself than anybody else?
You
can,
your honey, it's
Who's
not just Hollywood that
you
need.
More
it's
than
not
anybody else. Who?
Dad.
Who? You?
Stan, calm down. First of all, it's not about that.
Yes,
okay,
it's about
good
that. The way you tell it, you should never trust yourself. It is about
no,
that.
No, honey, you got it all wrong. First of all, let me tell you something. What I said was there are people that think that the world revolves around them. They could be in Hollywood.
Totally
they could be down. They could be down the
great
street
people.
From you.
I find those people great people. They're
okay,
great
well
people.
Maybe that's you. That's you. Maybe you wrap some
with
stuff around people that are selfish about themselves. If you want to look up to those people that are selfish like that, that's you, sweetheart. But that's not everybody. What we're talking about is the world a person thinking that the world revolves them. It's all about them. Okay, you got
what's
to
wrong
share.
With that? Tell me what's
you
wrong
to,
with that.
You got to
Tell me
share in order
that.
To get back.
Tell me, as a woman, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with a man believing or a woman believing that she does deserve the best and it is about her? What's wrong with that? That's you know what's that
it's
what's,
nothing,
what's wrong with that? You know what's called that? That's called ownership. That's called responsibility
okay,
of your life.
Baby, take
That's
a breath. Take a breath. It's nothing wrong with that at all.
Okay,
because
so,
if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is going to believe in you. And
how many
I
people
said
do
that
believe
earlier.
In themselves? How many people do believe in themselves? How many?
It's a lot of people that do,
okay,
but it's about balance, sweetheart. It's about balance.
You can't have it both
okay,
ways.
You can't just think that the world revolves around you and it's all
why
about
not?
You. You got to share.
Not? Tell me why
because,
not.
Because.
Why not? Why not?
Because for one. You need to share with others in order, if you want
to
get ahead,
to share,
share
with
some,
others.
Okay?
I need to bring,
you can't,
I need one
honey,
thing.
If you just keep it,
thing,
if,
to do, okay,
Stan, if you keep
thing,
it to yourself, it's not going
to
grow, okay?
No.
So
there's
just
only
calm
one
yourself
thing
down.
I need to do is bring the best that I could bring in the life, in my life and everything. That's the only thing I have to bring. That's it.
Okay, what? If that's all you got, that's all you got. But what we're talking about being a selfish person, okay? So you need to just calm yourself down. First of all,
I'm calming myself, but I don't.
No, you have been.
Like
you came on yelling and screaming, and it's not even about that. We're talking about a person being wrapped in themselves and thinking that the world revolves.
Hello, Stan.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Stan.
He's there.
Yes, I'm here.
He's there? Stan, you there? Yeah. I didn't hear you.
Yes, I'm here.
Now, you've made your point. Hold on. You've made your point about the importance of self-love because that's what you're stressing, right?
Yes. And I feel that
now,
so much people, if they were more like that, there would be a lot less trouble in this world. A lot
now,
less trouble.
Now, hold on, because everything in life is a double-edged sword. Because in what you're saying, where I understand where you're coming from in believing and loving yourself, but what about
exactly.
the next person around you? Shouldn't they be able to if all of us are so caught up in ourselves, and if all of us are completely in love with ourselves, where would that leave us? Because all
well,
of us would
that,
be sitting in
wouldn't
room.
That
Imagine
leave us that everybody would bring the best of themselves in this world? Wasn't that wouldn't
and
that bring
then
that?
It would all be about them. So what about
yep.
the next person? If I am caught up with me.
Okay, and you bring your best out of person. You bring the best. I mean, the best communication, the best person that you could be with your partner and everything.
Hey, I don't know. I was this is KBD. I'm with Stan because
you know that would bring that. That would bring that. Basically, if somebody's cheating on you and making you feel stupid, you don't wreck his car. You don't touch any of his things. You just say, you know what? You made that choice. I'm strong enough and believing enough of myself that I don't need you. And I'll move on to find somebody else who will see me as the great person that I am. That's what he brings to.
Stan, I'm not disagreeing with any of that. I'm asking a question, though. The question I'm asking has nothing to do with that. Self-importance and self-love is wonderful. The question I'm asking, if it's six of us are in a boardroom together, in a small room, and if all I'm concerned with is me, and all you're concerned with is you, and the next person's only concerned with them, how the hell are we going to communicate if all of us think that we are saying the most important thing that needs to be said in that room?
At exactly.
Point, you cannot be so wrapped up in yourself, because I believe in what you're saying, Stan. Don't take shit off nobody. I'm a firm believer. I stand on
yep.
Tony's mind.
I believe that, too.
But if I'm asking you this question, if I'm so caught up in me, and you're so caught up in you, how do we communicate? Because I am not going to acknowledge what you're saying because it's of no importance to me.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying.
But let me answer that question. Why am I acting
right
this? Why am I acting this way and being very heartful about this? It's because too much people are not like that. Too much people are soft people. They accept a lot of things from both gender that they should never accept, period. And if you don't love yourself anymore, and I'm sorry to say, we live in a society that people don't love themselves to that point. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Because if they did, there would be a lot of things. The violence between women and men would not be that way. The disrespect between women and men would not be that way. The thing that you heard in the song when the girl destroyed the car, I would tell to that girl, what is your problem? You don't love yourself enough to just move on and accept
that's
it?
That's what I was saying earlier. That's what I was saying earlier, Stan. There are people out there that can't accept that, okay?
That
and,
means that you don't love yourself if you can't accept it. That's part of life. That's part of life.
It is. But what I was saying also, too, you could still love yourself. You know, but people are different, you know, and they deal with hurt in different ways. You can love yourself to death, but if somebody come along that you give your heart to, that you
yes.
love, and you
yes.
put a lot into it, and they hurt you,
yes,
you're going to react, you know.
Yeah,
but you might not think first of the consequences that you might suffer later. I'm not saying everybody, because everybody is different. That's what I was saying. People react in different ways. There's some people that say, well, fuck it, I'm going to move on. You know, it wasn't meant to be. You know, I'm better than that. And there's other people that might say, no, I'm going to hurt you like you hurt me. But
and what does that bring? That brings nothing.
It doesn't bring anything.
That tells the other person, you know what, I am weak.
Exactly.
You're not
but what
strong.
I'm saying,
you're weak.
But what I'm saying is people react in different ways, okay? That's what I was saying, okay? I go by my life experience. I go by the things that I see. I go by what I live by.
Seem like a great woman. Why would you put yourself in a low and person to destroy somebody's car, things like if somebody cheated on you or was with somebody else. Why would you put your greatness as a person, as a great woman, to put yourself to go to that point to destroy another buddy's car because that guy, that loser, decided he doesn't think that you're so great and you went to sleep around with somebody else?
Well, first of all, I myself would not do that. But there are other women out there. There are other men out there. There's people out there that react to situations differently. I myself, no. Because, you know, busting somebody's windows out, what is it going to do? It might make you feel better for a minute, but there are repercussions that can come back on you. You can get sued. You can go to jail. You can get your ass kicked.
Anyway,
you know, but
I'll let you go with that, but I think that I love your show, but you need to promote more the self-help because, man, we have a problem with
that. But that's what we do. You know, that's the three of us, we love each other. We argue with each other. We're dysfunctional and all of that, and we help each other. We are, and we help each other. People call in. We all got we're opinionated, you know, and that's what makes our show the show that it is. And hopefully what we put out there can help somebody. And, you know, we're positive. We have our own ways of being positive. We might not agree with each other, you know, and we might not like each other at that moment, but we love each other. And, yes, we're dysfunctional, and that's what makes our show our show. And we love that you're calling in, and I love arguing with you because I'm not going to back down, and I love the fact that you're not going to back down. I love that.
Hold on. Sirius wants to know in the chat room, I'm not ignoring you. Sirius wants to know in the chat room, says, when you step into a relationship, it's no longer about self. If you are still into
self,
then you're not
ready for a
relationship.
It's about the two people that's in it, or the four or five.
Me, myself, and I. One of the things to master before you get into a relationship is love thyself, then you can love all others.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Stan, I see you back in the chat room. You have to be the best you can, period. Bring the best into the relationship and keep your head high. Stan,
right.
I want you to know something, and I hope you're listening, that what you're saying is correct, and you have to love yourself. I'm a firm believer in self-love. I'm a firm believer in getting yourself together before you're in a relationship, but also there has to be a balance. That's
mm-hmm.
the key thing I want everybody to take away. Man, we might have to do this as a part two to this show. But anyway, you have to have a balance. Yes, you have to love yourself. Yes, you have to think highly of yourself. But remember the question that I asked, because I know you're passionate, Stan, and there are a lot of people who are going to be passionate about this. If all of us are sitting at a table and we all are so self-important, that means I am not going to acknowledge you, you are not going to acknowledge me, and nothing will get done. We must be able to, for a moment, reflect on what the other person is saying and not be too caught up in ourselves. Today was a great show, but we're down to the last couple of minutes. We might have to do a part two. Who knows? I want to thank everybody that joined us. Come back and holler. Sweet, Serious wants to know. Stan, all the good folks in the chat room, the Twitter folks who I didn't even get to. But we only got 1 minute remaining, so I want to make sure. Lady Joy, throw your email out there quickly.
You can catch me at, you can send me a note at Exquisite News, EXQUISITENEWS at AOL.com, or you can catch me on Facebook, and that's Joy LaShawn, LaShawn, or catch me on the radio on the weekends.
And, of course, you know where to find me and K. Diddy, you know what I mean? I know he don't like nobody to talk for him, but we're down to the last of the moments of the show, www.worldmovement.com. For all you folks out there in relationships, that especially the dudes, the new book, almost done. Who is she and what is she to you? The fellas out there, you know what I mean? www.playersuniversitysygu.com. I love y'all. Come back next week. You hear?